guys, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. As the world unites, marches in union.
Well, I don't make this. This is how dramatic that is.
What the hell is this, for Christ's sake? I was all ready to do it. Turn this goddamn.
And welcome to the show.
Turn the goddamn thing.
Oh, I like this. This is.
I'll bet you it makes you feel young and all that, doesn't it?
General, don't do it, General. Don't start in with me this early.
You don't scare me.
Anyway, folks, welcome to the program. And I think what we have is a little bit of, we do. We've got a little of an Allstate commercial in the background, which is driving me nuts. Welcome to our show.
Youngster, I heard an Allstate commercial there.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you had the pot up, bud.
Yeah, it's always my fault.
Well, it was, man. You had the pot up to Allstate.
Don't have the pot up to Allstate.
What the hell does that mean? Don't have the pot up to Allstate. We had a commercial on from our computer, okay? We had a program up that was giving us some news, and now we've turned it off. Nice to be with you guys this morning on Wednesday, this 853rd day of September. I don't know what the hell it is.
What does that mean?
Hold on, coming up with you got to come up with something, don't you?
Well, I know that when you're doing a morning show, you're supposed to do that, you know, aren't you?
Do what?
You're supposed to say it's the third day of June, but you said the 800.
I'm just making fun. Screwing around. And we're not doing a morning show. This is a podcast that can be heard at any time in the live long day, all right?
Well, I know, but you've dragged our asses out of bed. Ladies and gentlemen, you should know that Mr. Henry has dragged our asses out of bed at a very ungodly hour.
I don't mind getting up early. Let me tell you, I did this in the Army.
Oh, here we go again with your Army experience.
Now, General, you know...
Yeah, here we go again. There should be more of us reminding the country of what we did for you all those many years ago.
And what was that exactly?
I'm not having this conversation. Now, hold on, okay?
Well, I don't like the whole, military-industrial complex trotted out.
Wait a minute. What is this military-industrial complex?
You know...
Wait.
I will not...
Yeah, she will not... Blank, blank, blank.
I'm getting up and walking it off.
So, welcome to the show here. The Phil Henry Show for today, whatever this is, Wednesday. All right, I don't know what the date is.
Yeah, don't have to say the date or anything. Just say it's the 933rd day of the
equinox.
Okay, the 933rd day of the equinox, whatever.
Did you see the blood moon? I haven't heard you talking about the blood moon.
What are you stirring over there?
Tang.
Yeah, well, can I have a glass of that?
Certainly.
Tang?
Yes, Phil, that's right, Tang. Because that's what the astronauts drink.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you know that the astronauts did that.
Yeah, did they? That's great. The astronauts drank it. Let me tell you something. Tang will not ever pass through these lips into this here gut. I've had enough crap in my life.
Crap?
Yeah. All it is powdered shit, okay? And the reason why the astronauts took that shit into space is not because it was really, really good for them. It's because it was something that was, an easy, quick and easy shot of whatever the hell it was they needed.
Well, what is that supposed to mean, Phil?
Mind getting on mic?
Sorry. What does that mean?
It means what it means, you know.
Look, Phil, the space program has taken us to many great places. Why, just the other day, I saw Mars. And they said that there's water.
Yeah, they also discovered the face on it, too.
What are you talking about, man? They didn't discover any face.
No, they didn't discover a face, man. They found water. What about the face on Mars?
Oh, that was debunked years ago by the small little robot.
That was debunked years ago by the small little... You people really need to be taken out and beaten like rugs because...
No, it was. There was the small little robot. Whatever we put on the planet of Mars.
Oh, on the planet of Mars now. We're giving it that dignity, huh? Why would you do that?
What do you mean, giving it that dignity?
I live on Earth. I live on the planet of Earth. And now you say the planet almost as if it's equal. It bothers me.
Hey, General.
No. It bothers me. I'm telling you right now.
General, it doesn't make any difference. You pretended like maybe there's a man living there.
You just said something about a face on Mars, didn't you?
Hey, there was a thing on Mars.
Yes, it was a rock formation.
Yeah, a rock formation that looked like a face.
Okay. Well, what was it?
It was bullshit. It was nothing, man. It looked like a face to a bunch of jive-ass turkeys that live down here on Earth. And for years, these clowns thought that there was a face that had been built. They thought it was a monument of some kind, built by Martians, right?
And then what happened?
Then they flew the robot there, and the robot, sent back a communication saying, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, the robot said it was bullshit, huh? You go ahead and laugh, Phil, but to me that's disturbing. The way these two monkeys just said what they said disturbs me.
That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was, and they said that when the robot rolled around on the planet, it also found the water.
Well, I don't know. Let's look at it.
No, I swear to God.
Okay, but I might want to look into how, what that's all about. You know, Dr. Ron Turner's going to join us to talk about the robot on Mars and all that other shit.
Phil, you know, you've been quite good with the language, and all of a sudden this morning.
Yeah, what's going on, Phil?
Nothing. I'm fine. But it is, in a manner of speaking, all that other S.
Oh, here's the little lady.
Oh, okay. So Phil has had the TV on here for the last few mornings on Channel 2 Los Angeles. Both of the gals, the young gals on this program, Evelyn and the other one, are very noticeably pregnant. There's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, this is how we keep life moving forward. Beautiful young women, even some young women that are not so beautiful. And that is, I don't know how to say this, but
you know, you're gonna turn into Bobby Dooley if you don't watch it.
How dare you?
You are. You're gonna say that beautiful and these young ladies that aren't so beautiful shouldn't have kids.
No, I did not say that. But I would hope they'd give it some thought.
That is really ugly for you to say that.
You're calling me ugly.
Yeah, because you said an ugly thing.
Sorry. So, folks, we will have Dr. Ron Turner to talk about Mars. We've got some other stuff that's been breaking in the news. It's pretty interesting. One of them is that Facebook, Dave Olive is going to be on to talk about Facebook and the fact that there's a hoax, and it comes around every now and again, that some kind of please post this in your status.
You know, these people on Facebook, you know what Facebook is? To me, Facebook is the meeting ground for the Tea Party and anybody.
Don't do it, General. You're going to get Phil in trouble with all of these people.
Well, I don't give it. This is my opinion. This is not Phil's. Facebook is where all of the weird asses collect in America and begin to give their opinion about things. And all it is a lot of hot air out of their ass, you know? So if you want to hear lots of asses talking, go to Facebook.
All right, fair enough. But nonetheless, there's a privacy hoax thing.
Well, what is it?
We're going to find out as soon as we get to... Jeez.
All right, Phil, God.
Yeah, getting kind of angry, Mr. Henry, ain't you?
Yeah, I am getting kind of angry, ain't I? Bob Bacon now with traffic. Bob?
I feel like better the program that is down to right. I'm going to set it down right here on top of one of these buildings so I can get out and try to take a leak and then get out back into the helicopter. As soon as I do, I'll let you know about that. I'm flying over the downtown Longacre-Labonda area, and this is the Longacre-Labonda area. It's not the Los Angeles area. I'm in the Longacre-Labonda area. But I'll tell you what, it looks exactly like Los Angeles. I'm going to look down here at the high five. Right there on the Harbor Freeways, you want to assume that. You got to make sure they're seamless. You'll find out to get you to seam in your slacks. We're going to get down here to the Harbor Freeways off these 405 down to San Pedro where the ships are coming in. And make sure that you get around that bad accident down there, this Ben. And the guy by the name of Big Ben is looking for the devil's down there. He's frozen, too. This is Bob Bacon, and this is the traffic here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, they had
you're not going to comment.
No, not anymore. No. Obviously, they pull it out at the last minute or something. I don't know what they're doing.
What does that mean, they pull it out at the last minute?
Yeah, Judy.
They pull the chopper from crashing.
They pull the chopper? I don't know that, Bill.
All we're trying to say, Mr. Henry, is when you say, you know...
Yeah, you say certain things that can be interpreted a certain way.
I get a little tired of that. You guys just grow up, okay?
You're telling me to grow up. You're telling me to grow up, and you're talking about gas coming out of asses on Facebook.
I was the one that said that, and I stand by that.
Well, isn't that wonderful? I salute you, General, for your very firm convictions about things. The asses that are expelling gas on Facebook. Is that what I heard you say?
I didn't understand anything you just said there. I was getting some of the cream cheese and cottage cheese.
All right. You know... We'll all have our opinions, and we will all have our day. And I would say every dog has his day, but that would offend you, Margaret. And I don't mean that by you.
Not the same.
I know it's a saying. Every dog has its day. But as long as you're not looking at me, would you say that?
So we have with us here on the phone from Georgia, none other than the great and wonderful Herb Sewell. He's going to talk with us. Now, Herb Sewell has been in prison himself. He's a convicted felon. He has been on parole. He has been on probation. He has been on, you know.
But I haven't been on TV. I haven't been on TV. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
We're a little bit stunned, Sewell, when you come on. So any joke that you drop?
I'm fully aware of how stunned you can be, General. You know, just every time I look at you, you look stunned.
You know, Sewell, I'm going to ask you guys to cease fire for this segment so that we can get this information out and not be any more pulling our puds on this here show. Do you dig?
Look, Phil.
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, for crying out loud.
Now, hold on for a minute, Herb. We got a sig alert.
Phil, can I ask something? Who gives a sweet, hot, holy rat dropping about the traffic in Los Angeles when you're doing a podcast for the clowns?
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's been looking at the traffic all morning, Herb, and,
Well, you know, I know it's very fascinating because you're looking at that girl with what Bud calls the baby bump, but I'm not there, and...
All right, but I thought I saw a report. All right, so, Herb, tell me about what happened here in Georgia overnight.
Well, what happened in Georgia overnight, a lot of things happened in Georgia overnight. You know, you could talk, if you're talking about Georgia overnight.
What was the big news story, Herb?
All right, the big news story here in Atlanta, around Georgia, actually. I'm not sure exactly where it took place. It took place in some prison where the execution of the first woman executed in the state of Georgia in some 70 years took place in the state of Georgia. All right, and it was scheduled at 7 p.m. last evening. Her lawyers filed appeals to state federal court in her final hours to try to spare her life. Her children had made a quote, and I'm putting this in quotes now, a heart-wrenching, choice to go see their mother one last time or make a final appeal in front of the Georgia Board of Appeals, and guess what they chose to do?
I don't know.
They say they chose to go in front of this Board of Appeals and to run their guts rather than to go and, see her. And,
well, what do you mean, run their guts?
I mean, they could have been with their mother in her last hours. Instead, they wanted to go and make a big grandstand play.
Well, I don't think that is very fair to say. They were trying to save her life in front of the Board of Appeals.
Oh, my ass. Look, let me just tell you something, Phil. May I say something?
Yeah, you're our guest.
Well, you'd never know it half the time when I'm on your program. I'm on your program half the time.
Look, you know what, Sewell? You run your mouth.
Excuse me, General.
Guys?
Thank you. I'm on this program to tell you about something having to do with information that I know. It's about me, you say.
But not exactly about you.
It's not exactly about me, but it's what I know. And I don't want to deal with these Fruit Loops that you've got on either side of you.
I will not be talked to that way.
Do you mind, Herb?
All right, I'm fine, but I'm just saying...
I'm not a friend. The only Fruit Loop around here, my friend, is you. Y-O-O-U.
Okay.
I misspelled it on purpose. I did misspell it, right?
Yeah, yes, you did. It's Y-O-U.
I said Y-O-O.
Y-O-U is what...
What? You're spelling the word. Yeah.
Yeah, there's still... Wow. Phil, you have my condolences. Now...
And what does that mean?
Hey.
So, in Georgia, overnight... This woman was scheduled to die. Now, her children went to the Board of Appeals in the state of Georgia, and they were, running their mouths and blah, 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 blah in front of whatever these clowns wearing the black robes and... excuse me. And...
You're laughing, Herb, I can tell.
No, I am not laughing. I'm not laughing. The air in here is killing me. I'm inside of an office. I'm in the... I can't tell you where I am as the terms of my... the terms of my release, but I'm in a... Let's just say I'm in an office where they ought to have a window to open up around here.
So you weren't laughing?
No, I was not laughing.
All right. Just let him get it out, please.
But he's gonna get out.
I'm going to get out the store. Would you think I was talking about my penis?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounded like. But Mr. Henry said let him get it out.
All right, you guys. You know, I've had about enough.
You know something, Phil? I don't come on this program.
All right, I'm just let's just take a break here, okay? Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to get the whole story from Herb Sewell on what happened in Georgia with this woman, Ginson Donner, and all that other bullshit here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me get this out.
Fuck, it sounded... Even, it did sound suspect, Phil, even to me.
Come on, will you? This is, what, it's Blazing Saddles? What has that got to do with it? We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Margaret Gray from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
All right, man. And by the way, as long as we're just talking about the ins and the outs of the old business here, the old world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I want to tell you that you can support our podcast, and I'm very, very grateful for the great many, the thousands who do, but by supporting the Phil Hendry Show podcast and signing up for a backstage pass, you get our massive archives.
Which I've asked you not to use that word.
Well, you know, she thinks everything's about a dick with you, Margaret.
No, it most certainly is not. I don't like the word.
Well, I'm going to keep using it, Margaret, okay?
Yes, I know, and your decision is final on using the word gargle, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
My God.
Oh, Miss Gray, come on!
No, bud, you don't know it. You know, just keep out of it, all right?
Yeah, we're using gargle, and we're using massive.
We? Mr. Hendry makes that call.
I'm going to do that, and I think when you draw attention to the use of the word massive and gargle, then people think dirty things, okay?
No, I don't think so, Phil. I think that just massive and gargle, those words immediately bring to mind filth and the degradation and the scatological.
You know,
the scatological.
What's that mean?
It means the scat. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's about the scat. Was that scat singing?
It's about shit. Okay?
God, okay.
Well, that's what it means. All right. Anyway, to support our podcast means signing up for a BSP and getting the massive archives. Massive.
God.
And, of course, our Milwaukee Lions games, our classic podcasts, our Saturday show, our Friday night chats, exclusive pre-show prep and commentary, also our high-definition video casts, and so much more at philhendryshow.com. So with that BSP, you are supporting the Phil Hendry Show in its ongoing efforts to bring its high-quality podcast, handcrafted podcast approach, to bring its top-shelf tequila approach to the masses. I thank you.
Hey, what's that? You know the song that my wife was telling Patsy, said she likes that. I'm going up on a Tuesday.
Oh yes, going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she chooses. Yes.
Yeah, Patsy, my wife likes that one.
Hey, great. So I just want, who does that? I love McConnon.
Who? What is that the name of the?
Yeah, it's I Love McConnon.
All right, well, there's...
All right, so anyway, thank you for that, General. Let's get back to our friend Herb Sewell on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. And without any more interruptions, I want to find out about this.
So, right, Phil, sorry.
Herb, you there?
Yes, I'm right here, Phil. What happened overnight, if I can get right to it, because I do have some of the notes that I took, is this woman by the name of Kelly Gissendonner, or Gissendana, or as I was joking with some of the members of the media overnight, I was saying, it's kiss her ass off, is what, you know what I mean? Kissing instead of dissing?
Yeah.
Well, so...
No, that's very good.
Yeah, it's fine, Sewell. Move on.
So anyway, this Kelly Gissendana was executed on Wednesday morning, early this morning, for her role in the killing of her husband, all right? You know, we hear an awful lot these days, Phil, about how Herb Sewell is this and Herb Sewell's that. He's a piece of turd and all these other things. And by God, there's, look at that, Errol Flynn's daughter. I can't believe.
Are you watching TV?
The TV's on, yes.
Would you just concentrate on this?
Sorry. But they did have Errol Flynn's daughter on there.
Okay, that's very nice.
Well, you don't think that's special?
No, I don't think it's special. What's going to be special is us getting through this...
Come on, get through it, will you?
All right, fine. God, I just want you to know she looks an awful lot like her old man just before he died. Oh! So I was...
All right, would you get on the phone with him and tell him to pull his shit out of it? Put his head out of his shit?
Yeah, Mr. Sewell. No, we're not on... Mr. Henry's mad. He's mad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Herb?
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, and now Herb Sewell with this report on what happened overnight in Georgia.
All right, what happened overnight in Georgia is the following thing. This Kissendana, this woman who killed her husband, they threw the switch, they dropped the pill, they put her on the joy juice, and she rode the lightning, my friend, into the hereafter. She don't exist no more. Kissendana was scheduled to die at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, but her lawyers filed appeals, another waste of taxpayers' money, in state and federal courts in the final hours to try to spare her life. Now, her children had the choice. They could go and see their mother one last time or make a final appeal in front of the Georgia Board of Pardons
Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Yes, the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles. They said, and I quote, "We chose to try and save her life, and they still denied us." That, of course, is putting it on the parole board, which I think is dirty pool and real rot gut. What they didn't do is they chose to sit there in front of this courtroom of this appeal, and they knew the cameras would be rolling, and they ran their guts while their mother sat down in Sparky and cooked.
Jesus.
Well, I'm sick of it, you know.
What are you mad at?
I'm trying to get this whole... And the fact of the matter is, these are the people you ought to be worrying about, not the Herb Sewells.
No, we're worried about the Herb Sewells, too, because you guys are still walking the streets, man. Okay?
Yeah, okay, man.
Well, you are. You're still walking the streets, and you could still very much be a danger. Okay?
All right, that's fair enough. There's one other thing, though, I wanted to mention, and...
But are you getting what Phil is saying?
Yeah, I get it already, Mother. Thank you very much.
What a smartass.
Yeah, well, that's me. When I'm sitting in with you guys, here's the point that I'm trying to make. Did you see this woman's face?
Yeah, I did. She's got a big, fat face.
Yes, she has a big, fat face. This is a woman who went into prison, slender and slim, and I wouldn't say she was attractive, but she was acceptable. She was passable. It would be, you would not turn her down if that's all there was. You see what I'm saying?
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about the allure and appeal, the sexual allure and appeal.
We don't need to know about that.
All right, but I'm just saying this. When you take a look at the kisser that went to the chair last night or whatever it was...
Well, it's not the chair, it's the gurney.
Yes, when you look at the kisser that went to the gurney last night, that woman's face was fat, bloated, and frightening. And anybody that's trying to tell me that she somehow redeemed herself in prison, what, with donuts? Oh, man.
That's pretty good, Mr. Sewell.
Thank you. So I do believe, Phil...
All right, Herb, thank you very much. We are talking about a death penalty case. I don't think it's all that funny.
You told me that if we're putting a scumbag to death, and it was all right to joke about it, but...
Thank you very much, Herb Sewell.
Phil, I don't think it's fair for you to hang up on people when you say they can't hang up on you.
What, are you going to cry? Yeah, you look like you got a ball.
I just don't think it's fair.
That's Herb Sewell. Okay, put him back on.
Yeah, Herb, you there? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay. I knew that you put me on hold or you were trying to hang up on me, and I didn't hang up because I wanted to keep the line open. So,
all right, so we've got all of that fine information about how fat she was.
Well, look at Phil. This is a woman who plotted the murder of her husband. He was shot and stabbed. How's that feel?
I understand.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. You want me to get all kinds of sympathy going for this bloated thing, this fish. And we're supposed to feel better about ourselves when we, you know, try to save this woman's life. We have a death penalty in this country for a reason. And by the way, if you want to keep bouncing back to what I did, General...
Well, what's wrong with that?
I paid my debt to society, thank you. This woman paid her debt to society. Unfortunately, her debt to society means she ain't here no more. Herb Sewell reporting.
Jesus. Don't go through the front. All right, that is our good close personal friend Herb Sewell here on the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. I want you to stick around because we've got more coming up. Dave Oliva on Facebook privacy. And we also have Chef Carl Cedilia?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be fun. Chef Carl Cedilia to talk with us about making fun of fat people, because there was a comic in wherever the hell that was. Where was that?
Well, that was up in Canada.
Yeah, a Canadian comic in Hamilton who was making fun of fat people. She was doing a whole thing. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Please allow me to introduce myself. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back. Been around for a long, long year. So many men sold to waste. Hey, guys, I want to tell you to share our podcast. If you haven't shared the podcast already, you ought to start sharing the podcast. Because when you share the podcast, you're sharing the land. And when you're sharing the land, you're sharing the love. And when you're sharing the love, that means we can all live together, man. We can start sowing our seeds, and we can start bringing in the crop in the fall. Or whenever you bring the crop in, I don't think I'd be very good at it. But if you guys go ahead and you do that, and I'll sit and I'll announce it, you know.
If you lived in a commune, Phil, back in the hippie days, what would you do?
I'd be the announcer.
You'd be the announcer, huh?
Yeah, because I don't know anything about farming. And I sure as hell wasn't going to start learning then. I just sit there. I tell you what I would do. I would be the bodyguard for all the commune's women, and I would make jokes and entertain them, and the rest of you slobs could go out and plant the corn.
You slob, buddy, I wouldn't be on a commune. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to be in any commune. I'm a United States retired Army. I'm a retired Army United States. One of those goddammit.
You're.
Boy, you guys are doing good.
You're a retired United States General of the Army.
A retired United States Army General, you clowns, without portfolio. Without portfolio. That's how...
Clowns without portfolio. That's a new one. That's,
Yes, well, I thought I'd bring some tuition, some level of tuition, into this turd of a show that you're doing.
Anyway, folks, share the podcast, baby. Share it. And share it now. And when you share it, you share it.
Well, that's fantastic, Phil.
So, some kind of bull crap happening on Facebook, and it has to do with, I don't know what it has to do with, you know, just more jive turkeys and jive monkeys fooling around. And before I, you know, talk to Dave Oliva here, who's with us in Monterey Park this morning, or this very fine day, I will tell you that, yeah, you're right, and Dave was telling me this off air, that I spent a big part of my life and my career. That guy does look like Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, that guy selling solar paneling.
He does. Looks exactly like him.
Yeah, and yesterday you were telling me, I honestly thought it was.
All right, my apologies, Margaret.
Thank you. It is Ed Begley, though.
That ain't Ed Begley, and he doesn't sell solar panels.
Oh, God, you know, you're like a ruffian. You're like some slob down at the docks. You're like a stevedore just wiping off with your own shirt.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk to Dave Oliva about the Facebook controversy. Dave, how are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good, mister. Sometimes I feel like I walked into the middle of a buzzsaw, you know, on your show. It's an amazing thing.
David is studying law enforcement. He's taking classes in law enforcement and criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College, and upon graduation...
When are you going to graduate, Dave?
I'm due to graduate this coming June or July of 2017, I think.
Dad, you've been in school, man, for like 5 years or something.
Hey, you know, I can tell you this much. It takes quite a bit to become law enforcement and to eventually take the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the people of the United States from, you know, terrorism and everything like that.
You don't take that. You're a police officer. You don't take that oath.
Well, yeah, you do take an oath to protect and serve, because that's what it says on the side of the LAPD car. And
well, it says that on all the police cars now.
Yeah, but L.A. was the first one to do that, okay?
We're just talking about an oath that you take, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know what oath I take, but I mean, the point that I'm trying to say is that, you know, I forget what I was saying.
Okay, I'm sorry, and we got you sidetracked there, David. Let's talk about the Facebook hoax. What is it?
Okay, the Facebook hoax is simply something that people are sharing, and it's a statement, a fairly long statement, but it's been around before, just like that song he was just playing now, Mr. Henry, Sympathy for the Devil. Please allow me to introduce myself. I was on Facebook like 2 days ago, you know, Ms. Gray.
Oh, that's interesting. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a Facebook hoax.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, great, so we're going to write a song about it. Why don't you two do a musical, you know? General, just allow them to talk, and... Well, I mean, this is very serious. You're talking about the compromising of people's security and privacy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, what you're talking about really is nothing more than just a dopey hoax that, I don't know what you want to say. It's a dopey hoax in that the people that have you posting this, it's not really going to kill you unless, you know, you do, like, you give them money or something, but you can't even do that. You see, Mr. Henry, it asks for $5.95 to put your profile on private, you know.
Does it tell you how to pay it?
I don't think so. You know, it doesn't really, it just says it's going to cost you $5.95 to be, well, here, let me go check.
Well, don't you even know what this is about?
Yes, I do. I just didn't know, you know, whether...
Because there's a big difference between asking people for $5.95 for real and just saying it as a hoax.
Well, it's just a hoax. It's just a hoax, you know.
Is there any place where they can go to pay the $5.95?
Oh, well, let me see, Mr. Host of the Today Show. Is there anybody... God, man, you know...
Well, to try to find out the answer to this...
Are they taking money?
No, not that I know of, but it could change, you know, it could change. So you could get, like, let's just say, for instance, somebody shares this to your profile, okay? And you look at it and you go, oh, wow, you know, and then you share it. What's happening then, man, is you're getting a lot of people that are pissed off, you know, excuse me for my language, but you are. You're getting a lot of people that are pissed off, and they will be pissed off for forevermore, you know? So it's hard for me to... I don't know how you say it, but it's hard for me to figure how this is good, you know, how this is going to be a good thing as opposed to a bad thing or anything like that.
All right, we're talking to Dave Oliva, and we're talking about the Facebook hoax that has risen its ugly head again. And this was something...
Now, when was the first time that this particular thing happened?
Well, I mean, it's been going on for a number of years. I would say probably 5-6 years. There's always some kind of story about Facebook, people getting ripped off, people getting chump changed, you know, either just getting chumped and trying to find out who's doing it or who's, you know, behind it or anything.
Now, weren't you doing that yourself, Phil?
What did you do, Mr. Henry?
No, wait. What I did was I saw a picture of, this was a thing that I reshared, and it was a picture of Bill Gates saying, I'll give $5,000 to anybody that reshares this. And that was on, I believe it was on Twitter, or was it on Facebook? It might have been on Facebook. Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Yeah, and you went ahead and reshared it?
Yes, I reshared it. Why wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, people are going to believe that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I think anybody that believes that Bill Gates is going to give them $5,000 just for resharing that photo, okay, is dumber than I could possibly imagine, because these are people who, A, he doesn't know who the fuck they are, where are they going to send their information, maybe they think that they're going to get $5,000, and maybe they think there's going to be some follow-up telling them where to you know, post their names or their addresses. I think a post like that turning out to be a hoax is a wonderful thing, because it doesn't harm anybody, it doesn't get anybody to send any money in, and the fact of the matter is, it warns them as to future problems.
All right, Phil, that's a great way of making yourself feel better, but the fact is...
What do you mean, making myself feel better?
No, Mr. Henry, I mean, the fact is, a lot of people believe that it's going to get the $5,000.
Well, that's just too damn bad, you know? I don't care. They got what's the worst thing that happened to them? That they got their hopes up that they were going to get $5,000 from some millionaire? The guy was just going to lay this bread on them?
Well, I have to agree with the other people here, Phil. I think it's cruel. It's very cruel. You take some woman... Now, $5,000 to me, and I don't say this with any, you know, any pride.
Oh, you're going to tell us how rich you are, huh?
No, I am not. I'm just going to say $5,000 to Frank and I is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's a... My God, I spend $5,000 in an afternoon shopping for Frank, getting him suits, getting him shoes, and so on and so forth. But for the average person, $5,000... Look at Lady Gaga. She really thinks she's hot, doesn't she?
Well, I mean, she does kind of have a nice ass. You know. All right, sorry. I mean...
Well, she does. I mean, I'll give you that much.
Okay. So, Lady Gaga... I mean, not Lady Gaga.
We're talking about this Facebook thing.
Yeah. So the Facebook thing, is that Lyle Lovett with his hair actually now flattened down or something? Who is that? And who's that? And who's that? And who's that?
Hey, Mr. Eddie,
okay, I'm sorry. So the Facebook thing is the $5,000. That was one thing. But let's get back to this hoax.
Okay, well, the hoax is, like I said, you know, it's not changing anybody's posts. It's not going to do anything that's going to mess you up. Facebook is not planning to make its users pay $5.95 or $5.99 for to keep their status updates private. It may be news to some people who've been sharing a hoax claiming the opposite, but it is not true. And you know, the
God, man,
what's with you?
No, I'm sorry. The Facebook people said it ain't true, and so it ain't true. And that's, you know, all I'm trying to say.
Okay. Well, that's good news. And thank you very much, Dave, for that.
Okay, and I want to thank you, Bastern, for having me on. And, you know, have a nice day.
Okay, buddy. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, that, you know what? That ended the way most of your reports should end.
Yeah, boring.
What do you mean, boring?
Well, I mean, that's all it was. Hey, thank you very much.
Well, why don't you call him back, man, and then I can, like, have him killed or something. How about that?
Okay.
Will you get out of here?
What do you think the guy's kidding? I didn't see you're going to have him killed. Maybe you want to have him called back.
No, I do not want to have him called back. I'm all done with that story about freaking Facebook, man. World famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Jesus.
All right, world famous Phil Henry Show with our YouTube channel is you know we're loading the channel up, man. We're loading the channel up with clips. We're loading the channel up with shows, full shows. I don't know if we've actually posted anything recently, but if you go to our YouTube channel, which is The Real Bud Dickman, and that would be youtube.com/RealBudDickman, you'll note that we have a variety of marvelous things there for you at our YouTube channel. So by all means and by all measures, and no matter what you do, no matter who you see, no matter how you see them, and all that shit, make sure that you cats are going over to our YouTube. I don't even know what it is I'm trying to say here.
Go to the YouTube channel and you know, and do the do and the funky chicken too.
There you go. Do the do and the funky chicken too. This is the Phil Henry Show. Thank you.
Jesus.
Chef Carl Chedilia, haven't had you on in so long, Chef, and I'm happy to have you with us. And I want to talk to you about this comic in Canada. And I don't even know her name, man. And I guess it doesn't matter. But she, maybe it does matter. But she was she was making fun of fat people.
I remember that, yeah.
And she was talking about how you got to lose weight, and it was very hacky. And she got some potential, I think, a job with a movie production. It was yanked from her because the film, as it turned out, was about young women and their body images and so forth. And here's this chick on whatever it was, YouTube, talking about fat people. Can we find this lady's name, bud?
Yeah, I'm gonna find it, man.
Yeah, you do that, man. So in any event, this gal was, you know, she was making fun of people, and I know that you had some comments you wanted to make on that, right?
Oh, first of all, I'm happy that I'm on your program. It's a real pleasure for me. I'm so busy.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you, Chef.
Well, thank you, Margaret. Is that Margaret?
Yes, it is. It's Margaret Gray. And, Carl, I just love all of your recipes. I love the fact that you use liberal amounts of cream and butter, which I think is very refreshing in a day and age where everybody is so conscious of weight.
Can I ask you, Chef Chedilia, this is General Shaw.
Yeah, I don't think we have a pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Yes, it's nice to meet you. So you use creams and butters and everything in your cooking?
Yes, I do. I use an awful lot of cream and butter, and I use an awful lot of lard, and I take great pride indeed, to be one of the chefs that uses lard, and it still tastes good, you know.
You use lard and it what?
It tastes good.
And you use liberal amounts of bacon fat, don't you?
Yes, bacon fat lard. I use beef lard, but I use pork lard. And there's a good reason for this. It's because the flavor is everything for me. Yes, you want to be healthy, but I don't want to be healthy if that's not the flavor. And so that's my sense about that.
Now, we're going to get some phone calls from people because I know that you have the Chef Carl Chedilia recipe, and this is something that we want to do as a regular feature on the show.
You're going to have a recipe for never mind, you know.
You're a very contentious guy, General. I know that's what the whole program.
Yeah, well, I'm very contentious, yeah, because I'm listening to you talking about pig lard and you're going to do recipes, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. You know why? Because I'm a chef. I'm talking to a guy right now.
Hey, Chef, just talk to us, okay?
All right,
let's go to a phone call here. I got Cassidy in Canoga Park, California. Cassidy, how are you?
Hi, Chef Chedilia, how are you?
Oh, Cassidy.
Two things I wanted to find out about. Are you going to be at the baking seminar tonight?
I'm going to be at the baking seminar in the San Fernando Valley, yeah.
All right. I want to ask you, during the roundtable, I've been to all of your roundtables. I'm very, very familiar with your technique. And you were talking about using the pig lard. Are we to put our hands into the can of lard?
Yeah, that's the best way to retrieving lard. And
all right. So we retrieve it with our bare hand and then throw it into the pan?
Throw it into a hot pan.
Can I ask a general, just... All right.
Yeah, General, you probably have. Yeah, make sure the pan is red hot.
Right, and then we take a handful of lard and using our hands and throw it from how far away?
You should be about 3 feet away from the pan and lob it into the pan. So that way, when you're just in a pan, it's not going to spit all over you. Because here's the thing, you want to have the pig lard in the pan. Make sure the pig lard gets into the pan. But you don't want it to be spitting on you. So take it like a softball, a big wad of it. It should be softball size. And lob it into the pan and then turn and don't run, but just jog away from the pan. Okay, that does it.
So you're laughing, huh?
Yeah, I am. You better call him back.
No, he's still there. Hey, chef? Yeah, he's there.
I was told I could pretend to hang up.
Yeah.
That was very rude of you.
What were you laughing at, Phil?
I don't know. I was laughing at the...
Yeah, can I go now?
Yeah, you can go. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Phil.
It's not been a very good show today. I apologize, folks.
Well, what were you laughing at, Miss Ellery?
What do you mean, what was I laughing at? A softball size wad of pig lard, lob it into a red hot pan. Lob it into a red hot pan and then turn around and jog away. Don't run, just jog. Isn't that what, did they say that?
I beg your pardon?
Isn't that what I just heard the man say? All right, everybody's disappointed in me this morning, folks, so I apologize to all of you, and I'll try to do better at some future point here in the history of this show. Do we have anything else we want to talk about here, bud?
No, you pretty much carved it all up.
Thank you. All right, I think what we can do is just kind of step very easily away from this. Speaking of just jogging away from something that we've loved into a red-hot frying pan.
Yeah, you're talking about your show.
Yes, I am.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.